Hallelujah. Exodus 15. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Exodus 15, 26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases upon thee, which I brought upon the Egyptians. Now look at the last part. For I am the Lord. You know, there are many times he introduced himself. In Exodus 6:2, he said to Moses, I am the Lord. In Exodus 3:14. That I am that I am. I am the Lord. Then it says, I'm the one that heals you. This is Jesus. So whatever we saw in the four Gospels is not because of the four Gospels. It's in his character to cure diseases. It's in his character to cure diseases. To cure sickness and disease. You don't have to have great faith. You don't have to have some awesome faith. Let me take that back. Some faith that, you know, it's out of this world. He told them in Matthew 17, he said, if I have a faith like a grain of a mustard seed, just enough to believe. I always share my testimony. How sick. Used to be sick, actually, not just once. And I would fall sick every now and then. Then I used to get admitted to Queen's Hospital, Ibadan. And interestingly, the daughter of my doctor is here. I just found out one. She had been in church for a while, so I said, ah. She said, your dad? She said, that Queen's Hospital. So that's your dad. Oh my God. I used to check in there, you know, when you go to a place and they know you as a customer. And then the nurses would say, go upstairs now, you know the bed. And I was just going there and lie there and then get the drips and I'm sick. And usually I'll vomit every 2 weeks. I'll throw up. And just like that, I was falling ill. Now, interestingly, I'd gone to someone to ask him, why was I falling ill like this? And the man told me to go and find out something in my family. And I found out something I never knew before. The real meaning of our family name. That was the exegesis that I did. Rather than get healed, I was doing exegesis on family name. So I came back and then I told the person. The person said, ah, that's the reason. She said, so what's the solution? He said, well, because God has preserved you, this is the price you'll be paying. Yeah. Something my great-great-grandfather did. So I just was confused. I'm born again. Then I'm told God is my father, but he respects another father. That should be the real father then. So I used to fall sick a lot. And I just, you know. But there was now a time when it became more. So I had to go test. And the man who did the test is Dr. Deo Yaino. That's his pastor now. He used to be the founder of this clinic in Abeokuta. What's the name again? How am I forgetting it? You know, he was there. So, interestingly, he was around when I was born. So he now did the test and he said, well, I had the renal disease. And he said, from all the checks, that this is a 50-50% chance that usually within 6 months, with the way it was, the two kidneys having problems. And then he said, we could just watch. You know, that kind of, you know, doctors have a way of just saying, let's wait and see whether you make it. You know, for the first time, I took healing seriously. you know, you have to take it seriously and go, you know, sometimes when you like drugs a lot, it's because the drugs have not said we can't do it. You know, I took it seriously. I felt, what did I just hear? 6 months. That's not far. It's not too far. If you have 6 years, you are still planning. 6 months is short. Ah. The man is up there. And interestingly, there was now, I think, the president or the wife of the president of a nation in South Africa, who even he shared the testimony. Yeah, you know, this is what killed Susan. The doctor sharing testimony. Ah. And my mom was shaking. She's probably watching me now. But somehow, tears in my eyes. I said, I believe God. I had no scripture. That's just enough. God doesn't need you to quote a proper verse to heal you. Healing is the kind of miracle that even when you are misquoting the Bible, there is no verse of scripture that is not a healing scripture. Even the one on judgment. The way God, if you say, he that believes shall be damned. Say, you sickness, you don't believe, you are damned. God will heal you! You don't need to get it right! you don't say, the word is ayoma. You are not ready to get healed. There is no verse. Not one. If you say, I have the keys of hell and say, oh Lord, you have the keys of hell and don't have sickness. God is okay. You know, I took healing seriously. And then I decided to remember a song by Don Moen. I didn't even know the song was from the Bible. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I don't know whether it's the Quran that he was quoting. I just said, Lord, you are the Lord. I heard the song, it has to be you. And the man had given me drugs. Drugs that he gave me time. 7 a.m. You must take this one. This one must take. There's one particular one, I will never forget that one. It's so tasteless yet bitter. You know that kind of thing. So I'll take it and I'm going, ha! So one day I said, I'm tired of this. Hallelujah. That wasn't head knowledge. I said, I'm tired of this. I'm going to get healed. In the name of Jesus. And I also had ulcers. So it was combination. It was like diversities. And I said, no. And that very week when I said it, I felt healed again. I threw up, but that day I threw up. I was seeing green. Ha! So in my head I felt, are you not boasting? Is he boasting? You should not have boasted. Brother Hagin told the story of one woman that came to the stage, what they call the altar. So she's praying, and then he said, why are you crying? He said, the devil. He said, the devil? Let's pray. So she kept quiet. So the brother Hagin said, in the name of Jesus, you devil. She said, ah, be careful. Don't let him hear you. You know. So as soon as I threw up, I felt, is it not your boast? So sometimes we feel that when we speak God's word, we are boasting. And the devil is annoyed. Let him be annoyed. He's mad. Hallelujah. He has lost. Not that he will lose, he has lost. I like the statement that Bishop Oyedepo said years ago. He said, Satan, get lost. I like that. Hallelujah. So I held on to the word. Just the words I heard from a song. No verse. Sometimes some of us have complicated our simple faith with knowledge. You say, is that the right verse? You're not ready to get healed. I began to release my faith. For months and months. Last year was 30 years. I raised my hand one day. And I said, I'm going to preach you Jesus. Rather than dying sickness, I'm going to heal sickness. That's what I said. In the name of Jesus. And tonight, that will be the testimony of many. Yeah. I am the Lord that healeth thee. He announced himself that way. I am the Lord that healeth thee. So never have a shadow of doubt in your mind about the healing nature and character of God. Never have a shadow of doubt. But the point is, he's so willing to heal the sick. Anything that announces him as a healer. That's why me, I'm not part of those who are looking for fake miracles. I need one. It's when you have eaten and you are belly full that you are looking for fake miracles. I just believe in miracles. When I see a miracle, I will first believe it. Anyone like that tonight? I will first believe it. Hallelujah. I believe it first. So, he's a healing God. That's why in Matthew 4, he goes everywhere healing the sick. And verse 24, 25, he's going everywhere healing the sick. Matthew 9, 34, 35, he's going everywhere healing the sick. A man asked him in Matthew 8. The man said, "Will you that I be healed?" He said, "I will be thou clean." I read that statement in present tense continuous. I am willing. I will always be willing. Hallelujah. I'm willing. I will always be willing. You know, sometimes it doesn't matter. You know, there was a day somebody called me and I didn't even know. No, sorry. The person sent me a message on Facebook. It was 2014 or so. I was watching. It was the last days of Arsene Wenger. Those Sundays that Brother Dan will always prophesy evil. He's encouraged me, but he's a bad guy. Who will satisfy you? So we're watching the game and I'm already unhappy. Somebody sends me a message on Facebook and says, "My cousin is in a coma. And before she got into the unconsciousness, she had told me to reach out to you. She gave me your address on Facebook." That's what I did. Oh, I'm saying Wenger is messing up. You are telling me your cousin is in coma. This one is paining me. So he said, "She just said you should pray." So, "Should I send the number?" I said, "Bring it." I just took the phone. So I'll put it over her. I said, "In Jesus' name." I was still thinking, well, are we going to make Champions League? I said, "In the name of Jesus, be healed. Be healed." I didn't say anything more than that. You know what? She came out of it. And when the guy shared the story, when I now read it, he replied on Facebook, and I just said, "Glory." But in my head, I felt, "Which glory?" It's glory to God. Hallelujah. Release your faith. The faith of the man who will receive is so important. Very important. The faith to receive. The faith to receive is so, so important. There was a time we had a fellowship in Ikorodu then, and there was this young boy. He said, "My grandmother is sick. Just pray with me and let me go and lay hands on him." So I was looking at the boy and I felt he doesn't even know the healing power. He just said, "I believe that if you pray with me," that's all he said. So I said, "Okay, no problem." So I prayed for him. When I was praying for him, I was looking at him and saying, well, it's good. A young boy like this. And he came back and said, "Can you pray for me again?" I said, "Why?" He said, "Because I have another person next door." I said, "So I wanted to ask, what about?" So I said, "What about?" He said, "No, that one, she's healed." You know, sometimes when people share testimonies with me, and I'm thinking, what is this person talking about? He said, "That day." I said, "Which day?" I can't even remember. He said, that day, you know, I had this, one. Someone told me, he said, I'd had this case since I was 14. This was just in America. He said, I was 14. He said, and they told me that I can just manage with drugs. He said, as you spoke, I said, me, spoke where? He said, sir, you said, I said, what? He said, it's gone. I said, gone? Oh, praise God. That means you just release your faith. Release your faith. Hallelujah. Release your faith. Healing is available here. Now, you release your faith. So quickly, let me share with you. How do we receive healing? When the word of God is preached. As the word of God is being preached, don't wait for a healing service. Any sermon can minister healing to you. Any sermon. Did you notice that in the four gospels, Jesus did not have a sermon on healing. He preached forgiveness of sins. Anything he was preaching got healing. Any subject, the power of God is present to heal. Any subject. Because the word of God has the power of God. Are you here? Healing can be received. Luke 5:17. As Jesus was preaching and teaching, the power of the Lord was present to heal. We're not told the subject. Anything he's preaching. Number two, healing can be received when we pray. When we pray. James 5:16 says, effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man makes power available. That power includes healing power. We pray for one another. When we pray for one another, healing can be received. See, it's good to help people get medical care, but let's practice just praying for one another. And we pray for you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know, a couple came to me and they said, they told me this, they told me that, they told me, and they said everything but the word of God. I said, you know what, let us just pray. Can we just pray? There's no prayer that is wasted. Let's just pray. Say, yes, sir. But I'm just thinking, maybe we should pray and ask God. Why is that? I said, no. Let's believe God. Let's just pray. And sometimes, you know, when a couple, that they're trying to get a child, and they're trying, usually, and I always see this, there will be seeds of doubt in their mind, even about their marriage. Say, should I have married this person? And they will now have some resentment. So that day, because their pastor brought them to me, I said, in the name of Jesus, I said, we calm every strife. We calm every bitterness. And they looked up. Said, sir, how did you know? I said, one, I know the Lord showed me. But I also know, I expect to see it because I've seen it over time. There's resentment. Usually when people believe God and it's for long, nothing happens, they now start getting hopeless. They now start getting weary. They now start getting edgy. And that's the devil working on them. You must never allow your faith to be low. Keep the switch of faith turned on. Hallelujah. Do you hear what I just said? So we pray. And I prayed for them. And glory to God. They have a child now. Hallelujah. We calm the strife. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number three. Hands can be laid on you. Tonight hands will be laid on you. When hands are laid on you. Because Mark 16:18 says you lay hands on the sick. And the sick shall recover. When hands are laid. Or any form of contact, you receive. When hands are laid on you, you say, in the name of Jesus, I receive power to heal my kidney. I receive power to heal my heart. I receive power to heal my stomach. I receive power to heal my womb. It's working now and I'm healed. As hands are laid, the power of God goes into your body. What else? We can pray into clots for people that are not here. So tonight, if you have people that are not here, you can bring the clots and we'll lay hands on them. When we lay hands on them, You take it to the sick and they'll be healed. We've seen that over and over. In fact, particularly in this camp meeting, it's almost one of the most unique things that happens. You know, we don't really share much of those things, but I tell you, we've had some very serious terminal diseases. Incurable. People just come and stand in faith. Have you heard that kind of testimony? Let me see your hand. You came to stand for someone, and then they were healed. Let me see your hand. Come on. And you brought a cloth. Raise your hand. Come on. You see? Raise it high. You see? We've seen that over the years. Even sometimes it's sent abroad. And the person received healing. And that's going to happen tonight. Praise the Lord. Can pray on cloth. And the power of God is received tonight. So really, release your faith. Faith gives direction to the power of God. In matter of fact, the woman with the issue of blood, as we call her, she said, if I touch his clothes, I will be made whole. That's what she said. Jesus was going to the house of Jairus. Jesus wasn't planning to talk to her. Jesus was just going and saying, okay, let's, the protocol of Jesus. No, Jesus doesn't have protocol. Protocol was saying, move. What are you doing there? Move. You know? Hey, no, go. And, you know? And some guy said, hey, let me just touch his clothes. Hey, see material. Who was just joking, you know? He said, come on, move. And Peter was saying, if I slap you, move. And then move it. But the woman, she said, I touch his clothes, I'll be healed. She kept saying it. I don't know how long she said it. But you see, if you have been sick for 12 years, you can say it for 1 year. She's saying it. I mean, she had to say it so often. Because in 12 years, you will have been used to it. You will have told friends, you know that's my problem now. But when she heard of Jesus, she released her faith. We don't know whether it's for 1 week, or 2 weeks, or 3 months. But she kept saying it. And when the time came, just like tonight, she had released her faith. And you see, faith and the power of God. Hallelujah. So as she touched his clothes, the Bible says immediately, glory to God. The fount of the blood ceased immediately. Jesus turned around and said, someone touched my clothes. Power just went in someone's body. They said, Master, what are you talking about? Can you see the crowd? These guys are after you. I said, no. And then she came and told Jesus all that she did. He said, go, daughter. Go in peace. Your words have made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. See, there's a subject you can't outgrow. Faith and healing. You must keep the subject of faith and healing so fresh every time. Every time. Don't just teach it. Keep it fresh. Let me say something. Particularly for many of us who are ministers. You know, tonight we sang about how we minister the power of God. Listen. You can minister to the sick. And someone else will minister to you to be healed. It's the gifts of the Spirit. The same way you prophesy. You don't say, since I prophesied, don't prophesy to me again. Is that what you say? No. Since I've given you a word of knowledge, you must not have a word of knowledge for me. Is that what you say? So you don't say, since I've ministered healing to you, don't minister healing to me. Then remain sick. So if you're a minister, a pastor, or you are one of those ministering, I found something out. That even when it comes to when you have sickness on your body, one of the ways to exercise your faith is to minister to others. He brings you in the consciousness of divine healing. And I'm saying that to everyone. Minister to others. Step out in faith in boldness. Someone told me one day, he said, I've been bedridden for a long time, pastor. He's a minister. I said, get up now and go pray for the sick. He said, yes, sir, it's not difficult. I said, get up and go pray for the sick. He said, I'm just weak to even. I said, get up. I said, you know what? All right, pick your phone and call somebody. You know, he called one, he called two, he called three. And he talked to me like 3 days after. He said, you know what? I'm so strong. I'm not healed. I said, yeah, because you release your faith. You're not wallowing in fear, anxiety, and doubt. Healing belongs to you. Healing belongs to you. Healing belongs to you. Tonight, we're going to have hands laid. The different pastors and the ministers will pray for you. And I'm going to stand in agreement with them tonight. As hands are laid on you. Or as you receive. We said, by the word, as I'm speaking now, as the songs were being made, people got healed. As I'm speaking, people are getting healed. That those that will have hands laid on them. Others who have the ministry of the gifts of the Spirit by the word of knowledge spoken to them. But either way, healing is available. Healing is one of those things that, see, God uses different streams. I remember when I used to go around the CAC churches, the Wilson churches, and my theology doesn't agree with water. But that's what they'll bring. They'll bring kegs of water, and they'll bring them in loads. You know the way they do it? They will bring the kegs right in front of you. And I'm preaching, and they believe the power of God is going in there. And they have testimonies. Testimonies of praying into water. Why? Because it is healing. Any which way, God will heal the sick. Hallelujah. Tonight, never box yourself in a corner. Healing is yours. If it's 10 years, if it's 4 years, if it's something you have come out many times, even for the healing line, you do it again. Because your faith is strong. Your faith is on fire. It can receive tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, Jesus. Your name is Yahweh.